We're here on KSOM talking with the winning head coach for HSTW, G.G. Harris. Coach, what an interesting ball game, but you took advantage of some great plays in the second half. Your thoughts here on this ball game?
I think just that. I mean, we trust our players to make plays. Our job is to put them in positions to make those plays. And they made it. That's a big shout out to Riverside. They came in with a good game plan. They slowed us down, made things a little messy and hard for us. But we just continued to respond. And that's what we just keep preaching. I feel like I've said that all night tonight. And that's what it did. If we keep responding, you know, sometimes those plays will come to you. Stick to the process, whatever you want to call it. But we had a lot of guys tonight that were ready to step up when there was their opportunity to go.
It's a one-score game. They have great field position late in the third quarter, early fourth. The big fella, Jorgensen, gets it tipped on an interception. That was like one of the biggest plays of the night. I thought, what about you? I mean, that was a huge play at the time.
Oh, that's just it. I mean, that's what we needed. We needed some momentum swing. There were some things there to start the half that kind of didn't necessarily go our way, and that's how football goes, and you just got to keep responding, you know. And Keaton Baxter came in with a huge sack, stripping the arm, and it fell in the big guy's hands. You know, that's a D lineman's dream. And he took off sprinting, and it also just reignited the energy for us, really rallied around that a little bit, and we were able to pin our ears back. And I think we were able to really physically dominate the game from there. But again, you know, Riverside really brought it to us, but again, we respond. It was nice for us to come out on top.
Yeah, and in the first half, the goal line stand, I mean, there's no telling what the final score of this would be if Riverside gets in the end zone there. I mean, what can you say about your defense that just found way to make plays all night long?
That's just it right there. Like, our defense, when we can lock in one play at a time, we're pretty darn stout, and I got a lot of faith and a lot of confidence those guys over there. And defense was on the field a lot, I think, early. And so, you know, I think they kind of got to our conditioning a little bit. And so we've got to find a way to sustain that. But when we can lock in and we get the guys in the right positions to make plays, they're going to make plays.
We said when we talked earlier in the week, you had to get number four the ball more often. 6 for 11 ain't going to work. And he goes for nearly 200 here tonight. What can you say about Sternberg and what he was able to accomplish?
Yeah, that's just it. We knew that we weren't satisfied with that. We got to find a way to get him the ball. Even the other teams know that. And so then how can we be creative? You know, tonight he really took a lot of reps back in the tailback position in the backfield second half. But we're still going to move him around and do as much as we can with him. But bottom line is we got to be able to get him the ball and let him do his thing. And tonight, you know, the vision came back from the tailback position, which was nice to see. You just give him the ball, he'll do his thing.
And for Camden Sukup, I mean, he threw for over 200 yards tonight. It wasn't pretty because he's a lot of them on his back foot. So I'm sure you're trying to talk to him about footwork and everything like that. But somehow he makes plays and makes things happen.
Yeah, he's a gamer. You know, it kind of drives me batty sometimes, but we know that we got to live with it. And quarterback coach, Coach Lane, was with him the whole night, especially early. I mean, he'll be the first one to tell you. Cam was a little rattled. He was a little flustered, wasn't seeing things. And again, that's a huge credit to Riverside. But once we got him settled down a little bit, we were able to spread the ball around. Things started seeing up a little bit. Our offensive line did a phenomenal job the second half, especially protecting him, but also establishing a run game, which is huge. And his cleans were a reader. And if your reads are cleaner and you can make better decisions, you're confident soars. And when Cam is confident, he's a good football player.
And I got to mention Zeb Hall. I mean, a big night tonight. I think he had over 160 yards receptions, four touchdowns on 6 receptions. I mean, he was just a big time. He made plays on defense for you, too.
Zeb had a big night, and we know that he can have that night, and we're very happy and proud that he had that night tonight. Teams are going to take different things away from us, and so we've preached every guy's got to be ready for that night, and tonight was Zeb's, and he came up some really big plays on offense to sustain some drives, obviously some big touchdown catches. And, yeah, a lot of our dudes play both ways, and so, you know, the term dogs. We got a lot of dogs, and I was glad they were able to eat tonight.
Your dogs beat the dogs tonight. Coach, really appreciate it. Great win.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.